while we were all in lockdown in our homes, and I, by the way, continue to broadcast from my home. That's another story. But while we were in lockdown, I got chatting to our producers here, and we thought it would be lovely to be able to look back on this time and remember what we were all going through, remember some of the things we were thinking about and feeling. And so we ran a t-shirt design competition, a competition for people with some design talents to come up with something that the rest of us could wear on a t-shirt. And we announced the winners last week. You can see the four winning designs on our webpage. I've just got a message here. Let me just jump out of this intro and give you this message, because we didn't get it because of the Todd Muller press conference. Most Wellington region trains are back to their normal timetable after the earthquake this morning prompted a line inspection. So if you're in the Wellington region, most trains are back to normal. That includes Melling, Hutt Valley, Kapiti and Johnstonville. And the Wairarapa line will resume later this afternoon with the 4:25 Wellington to Masterton service. We wanted to get that to you as soon as we could because we've just had confirmation. Now, we announced the winners in our t-shirt design competition last week. All four winning designs are on our webpage. And in fact, it turned out that two of the winning designers were school students. We didn't know this. We found out afterwards. There was the toilet paper shopping list that was designed by Chase Peake of Auckland Normal Intermediate. And then the other design was the flowers coming out of the face mask. And that was designed by 14-year-old Emma Flanagan of Marlborough Girls College. So this morning I gave her a call. Emma Flanagan, hello.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you, and congratulations on being one of the co-winners of our t-shirt design competition.
Thank you. It's really cool.
How did you find out?
I found out, I checked my emails at school, and then my mum rang me at home and was like, "Hey, Emma, I think you won." I'm like, "What do you mean?" "No, I just got shortlist." And she's like, "No, I think you won." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah. As a sort of a, like, not one of the main judges, can I say that yours of all the t-shirt designs was the one I found most striking? Like, as soon as I saw it, I loved it. I thought it was a brilliant, brilliant design. So well done.
Thank you. It's really cool.
And for people who haven't seen it yet, it's a mask, like a surgical mask, and bursting out the top of the mask is a bunch of almost wild flowers. How did you come up with the design?
I had an idea before that to do like hands, sort of like touching, but I couldn't figure it out like the way I wanted to do it. But it was actually, my mum was like really, had a really good idea, and she's like, "Why don't you hide stuff in it?" So I did the mask because I thought, you know, with the nurses and everything, sort of a tribute to them. And then like in it is like a toilet paper roll and like a loaf of bread and some flour and a teddy bear.
I didn't realise there are all those little Easter eggs in there to discover when you look closer.
Yeah.
And the idea of the flowers, was it just like giving a bunch of flowers to these essential workers, or was it not that complicated?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty much it. I thought it would look really cool with it.
Oh. How old are you?
I'm 14.
How can you draw that well at 14? That's a bit unfair.
I don't know. Just practice, I guess.
Yeah, tell me, how much drawing have you done? Like, is it something that you know, it's like a major hobby of yours, or what's the story?
Yeah, it's a hobby. I really enjoy doing it.
Would you like to do it for a living one day?
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Mm. And so this will be kind of cool to think about thousands. Well, let's be realistic, hundreds probably of New Zealanders wearing around a t-shirt that has your design on it. That's pretty cool buzz. And the other thing that you get to do is choose a charity for the proceeds to go to. So what are you going with?
Oh, I chose the Graham Dingle Foundation.
And what is that exactly?
So I chose it because they do really cool work with like extracurricular activities for school kids, and I thought right now they'd be really good with like helping these kids with school supplies and stuff.
Great. That sounds cool. Have you had anything to do with them, or did you just come across them somewhere?
My mum's school actually does kids can, and at Rivertown School, and my mom was like, oh, my God, it's so handy. And I was like, it's really cool. What foundation does it? She's like, it's the Graham Dingle Foundation. And so I sort of like looked it up, and I thought it would be a really good idea.
Lovely. Great choice. Well done again. Are you getting called into class?
Yeah. It's time to walk to class now.
Okay, fair enough. I'll let you go, all right? And well done again on winning the competition. I think that's the one I'm going to buy for myself. So good for you. And stick with it, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Isn't that cool? Emma Flanagan from Marlborough College, one of the T-shirt design competition winners. Now, the shop is open. So if you'd like one of these T-shirts, send me a text and tell me which one you're going for, just out of interest. I'd love to hear about it. 2101 is the text number. And due to popular demand over the weekend, we have now released female sizings. Is that the right way of putting it? Like, we've been selling unisex T-shirts so far, but lots of women have got in touch and asked, can you do women's T-shirts? Don't ask me how they differ, but they're a different thing, and we now offer those on that website as well. Liminal is the website. You can spend $45 on a T-shirt. You know that $5 is going to go to charity, and you know that the T-shirt has been made from fair trade, sustainable cotton in an ethical way. That was important to us as well when we started partnering with Liminal for this little competition. So go for it. They are available for a limited time. I mean that. The deadline is on the website. You can go and find out and order it now, and then you'll have a sweet T-shirt arriving sometime during June.